Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and friend. And we're very pleased to welcome Charles Burton. He's been away, and there's been news in Canada. Charles is at the Center for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad at the Macdonald Laurier Institute. The news turns on what we don't know about People's Republic of China agents interfering in the election of 2019 and the election of 2021. And since then, contributions to important political voices, questions of China looking to either turn or corrupt members of the Canadian government, present, past, and future. Charles, the news since you were away requires interpretation. Mr. Johnstone, who was appointed by the Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau, to be the special rapporteur looking into these allegations that come from leaks from the Canadian state security about Chinese interference. Mr. Johnstone has resigned. What does that mean, and what about his report? Do we get to see it? Good evening to you, Charles.
Good evening. Well, Mr. Johnstone did make an initial report, the gist of which was that the leaked documents that had been given to newspapers, the Globe and Mail, and to a radio network, Global News, were not reflecting the reality on the ground, because Mr. Johnstone said that he had seen other classified documents that suggested that these reports were not accurate and that there was more information that refuted their allegations of serious Chinese malfeasance in Canada's democratic process. He did concede that there seemed to have been difficulties in those documents reaching senior policymakers. So, instead of our assumption, which was that the documents had reached senior policymakers, including the Prime Minister, and they had not been acted on, Mr. Johnston's suggestion is we have to look into why the documents are not reaching the policymakers and therefore weren't acted on. So according to Mr. Johnston, nobody has done anything very wrong, including the Chinese state, including the two members of Canadian legislatures who resigned from their political parties due to allegations of being in the pocket of the Chinese state and under direction of Beijing, nor the pervasive reports of Chinese agents in Canada due to a very large diplomatic cohort, of which only one of these agents has been expelled. So Mr. Johnson's report was essentially nothing much to look at here. Let's improve our procedures for getting information from intelligence agencies to decision makers. And he proposed spending the rest of his mandate, 5 weeks out of the 7 he had been assigned, to essentially process of reconciliation between security agencies and the diaspora groups in Canada of Chinese Han Chinese democracy activists, Uyghurs, and Tibetans who are being seriously harassed and intimidated by the Chinese state. Subsequently, he was brought before Parliament to answer questions, and I think that denying that there was any conflict of interest or denying that there should be any further explanation as to why he felt that Chinese influence in Canada was not as serious an issue as the documents leaked to the press would indicate, Mr. Johnston then, a couple of weeks later, resigned, said that he would release a final report before stepping down entirely, that he wouldn't go through with the reconciliation meetings. And then, to our surprise, when he issued this final report in a very short period of time, it wasn't actually issued publicly, but it's being kept confidential, he said, as a supplement to the secret part of his earlier report. So right now we are more or less back to square one. We have there's now demands that there should be a full public inquiry and that the government should be providing full access to all of the classified documents to people with security clearances so that we can get to the bottom of this and establish if the government didn't know about it. But if they did know about it, when did they know about it? And the increasing question now that we know they know about it from the press as to why we're not seeing effective action on it.
Gordon?
So, Charles, does the opposition in Canada, will they make this an issue in the next general election?
That is the large question. And, of course, the elephant in the room is that senior members of opposition parties, possibly current and certainly former, are recipients of generous benefits from Chinese regime-associated institutions, some of these known to us and others suspected. I mean, for example, the former Premier of Quebec, Jean Charest, that we subsequently found out had been and possibly has been the recipient of a $70,000 a month a retainer from Huawei. So, I think that the opposition parties want to gain support from Canadians who are concerned about elite capture in Ottawa in the Liberal Party. But in fact, if they actually follow through with a genuine free and full investigation, it could lead to considerable embarrassment for members of the opposition party. So right now, we seem to be playing a sort of shadow game where the government claims it's going to do something. The opposition party demands more, and it's possible that they really just hope this will disappear in the fall.
What authority does Parliament have in these matters, Charles? I'm unfamiliar with the governance.
Well, parliamentary committees have the right to call anybody to speak honestly. The problem has been that when security officials and others who have knowledge of these matters appear before the committees, they refuse to answer any questions that impinge on national security. So they won't discuss any classified documents. Well, the main interest is in the classified documents. So as soon as the questioning gets to the interesting point, the official then says he can't answer because it would reveal national security secrets. The government has not been prepared to allow any parliamentary committees to have their members cleared for top secret documents so that they would know what's going on and then could issue a report based on their knowledge without revealing the characteristics of the documents themselves that could reveal classified sources or methods of gathering intelligence. But really, so far, the government is just not prepared to allow Parliament to effectively function. And this is a serious issue and, does get into whether the government should be found in contempt of Parliament for refusing demands of parliamentary committees to comply with their requests for full information about what's going on between Canada and China.
We have less than a minute, Gordon.
So, Charles, this controversy has been fueled by leaks from the intelligence agencies in the past. Do we expect more leaks in the future?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I'm very confident that the government's complete lack of genuine responsiveness is making those in the security sector who had hoped that these leaks would stimulate some response more and more determined to get more information out that will continue to pressure the government to tell Canadians the truth about improper relations between senior Canadian government officials and the government of China.
Has the Prime Minister addressed this to the national audience? Yes, there are secrets. Yes, there's confidence. But the national public deserves an explanation from Trudeau. Is he ready? 30 seconds.
Mr. Trudeau is not prepared to go into this directly, nor has he spoken to any committees. He simply suggests that, an investigation process should be undertaken. But he seems quite confident that this matter is not an issue for his government and his governance. And a lot of people are very suspicious about whether there are some very, very grave matters being suppressed by the government and cabinet.
Charles Burton, McDonald Laurier Institute, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bell.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.